Live coverage on Highland Radio Sport from the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open at Ballyliffin is brought to you by Audi Sligo, your authorised Audi dealer for the Northwest. Find out more at audisligo.ie.
And we go live to Ballyliffin and say good afternoon to Oisin Kelly.
Yeah, thanks, Donal. A very good afternoon. Rory McIlroy, the tournament host, is just making his way to the first tee on the TV screens. We can see him passing the clubhouse here on the Glashidi Links at Ballyliffin. And you can just imagine a huge crowd behind the Ulster man. They've just passed the media centre here en route to the first tee. They're all here to see their main man, Rory McIlroy. And is he going to win this tournament? That is the big question. Will he be at the head of the field come Sunday evening? There's a lot of golf to be played between now and then. But thousands have turned out and is shown for the first round of the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open here at Ballyliffin. The serious stuff got underway this morning after 7 o'clock. Let's get the latest now on the leaders as we join Dennis Kerwin.
2007 Irish Open champion Padraig Harrington made 3 birdies in the space of 4 holes and he moves to within a shot of the lead on 4 under par. He's playing the last. New Zealander Ryan Fox, he's the clubhouse leader. He completed a round of 67. He stands on 5 under par and on 4 under alongside Harrington are Adrien Sadier, Ashley Chester, Sam Horsfield and links specialist England's Robert Rock, who was twice finished runner-up at the Irish Open. Rock was defeated in a playoff at Baltrae by Shane Lowry in 2009 and he was second to Paul Casey at Carton House in 2013. Defending champion John Rahm has struggled. He made back-to-back double bogeys around the turn and eventually signed for a 2-over par round of 74. There's a total of 14 Irish players in the field. Harrington is doing the best of them so far, but Graham McDowell is 1 under par after a round of 71, while Rory McGee is level par through 12. Paul Dunn, Shane Lowry and tournament favourite Rory McIlroy all tee off within the next hour. For Highland Radio Sport at the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open at Ballyliffin, I'm Dennis Kerwin.
Dennis Kerwin reporting from the media centre, where I'm joining Dennis as we follow the action in round one. And as Dennis said, Rory McIlroy is about to start his first round. He won the event, of course, in 2016. And here's the Ulsterman on the challenge of the Ballyliffin Links, which has presented itself to the hot favourite this week.
I'd sort of forgotten how good it was and how beautiful the area was. It's a great golf course. Pat Ruddy designed it, and he designed the European Club at, down in Wicklow as well, and I'm a big fan of that. And it's a tough track. You can't put it in the bunkers off the tee. They really are penal. You gotta hit fairways. The greens are getting firm. It's getting bouncy out there. It's going to be a really good test this week. So sun, I think, is going to shine for the next 4 days as well. So it'll only get firmer, which is a good thing. That's the way a links should play, and I think everyone's looking forward to that.
So will it be advantage Rory McIlroy come 6 o'clock this evening? Will he have a good first round and set the pace? As Dennis mentioned in his report, the local man we're following is Rory McGee, and he is level par through 12 holes, the man that has represented Rossapenna as an amateur. Very strong connections as his father and his grandfather from the Downing's Kerrygarta area. He's currently a Derry man, but we claim him as a Donegal man. He bogeyed the first hole of his opening round, then he double bogeyed the third, but after that he's been consistent because he's had 3 birdies in the 4th, the 8th and the 10th, and he's parred the rest of the holes, and he's currently making his way to the 13th. So good to see Rory McGee off to a good start, and put it like this, he's ahead of the defending champion on the leaderboard, John Rahm, at the moment. Let's get some reaction from more of the local people who are around the course today. Earlier in the programme we heard from members of the Letterkenny Golf Club, and you can listen back to that online in the sports section of highlandradio.com. But a short time ago, I caught up with two well-known local Donegal men, Pat Nora Gallagher, but first of all, Micheál Nocton, chairperson of the Donegal MD. Micheál Nocton, how are you enjoying Irish Open Week?
It's exceptional. Great credit has to go to everybody involved here in Ballyliffin to see that basically the way things are set up here today and the standard of everything. It's exceptional, man. And, the weather to add to it is just brilliant. It's a huge, huge location for Donegal, for the county, and to get the worldwide exposure that we're getting here this week, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah. And Donegal people are very, very proud of this event coming here, and they're proud to be part of it and help out.
Yes, you can see it's a big community effort. Even the staff working in the the pavilions and working, they're all local, I mean. And it's a huge thing for the economy and for the even young staff that are working, getting the opportunity to work at an event like this, for them in future life, have on their CV. It's a great stone to say that you're a part of the Irish Open and within your own doorstep.
And you, of course, work for the McGettigan Group. Shane Lowry is a man that's got close connections with the McGettigans, and there's a night coming up on Monday in the Clanrea Q&A with Shane Lowry after this Open, so he'll be a man of a lot of interest today that you're going to watch in the afternoon, Michal.
Yes, and I mean, you know, definitely, as you rightly said, you know, Shane Lowry is sponsored by the McGettigan Group, and that mean, and you know, on a personal note, I would like to wish Shane all the best, and hopefully it can be a great weekend for Shane and that. But as you rightly said, Shane is doing a question and answers in the Clanrea on Monday night, and that, and also then we have basically an open day here with him on the Tuesday golf. So I mean, you know, it's a big weekend for us in the Clanrea, basically have Shane and basically be associated with Shane, and we're just hoping that basically he can have a great weekend here at the Irish Open and maybe take it.
Yeah, can he repeat what he done in 2009?
Well, I mean, look, you know, think anything when you're involved in sports, I mean, you get a rubber of the green anytime, everything is possible. I mean, and we're just hoping and keeping the fingers crossed that everything works out well from this weekend.
Okay, enjoy the day, Michal.
Cheers, Oisín. Thank you.
Pat Nora Gallagher, ex-captain of Crutch Island Golf Club.
Yes.
We're here in Ballyliffin today. It's the Irish Open. How have you been enjoying the whole atmosphere and the experience?
Absolutely wonderful, and from the moment you leave Letterkenny heading for Bridgend and right up here, it's the full credit to Donegal County Council and to everybody involved. And then when you get here, look at what Ballyliffin has done. It's absolutely fabulous. I hope from Cranach Town gain out of the Tidy Towns competition with the wonderful way they have decorated the town for it.
Yeah.
And the Gardaí on every corner, it's just a straight run, and it's 35 minutes from Bridgend right to here. I've been to several of these type of events, and we're right up there, Donegal.
That's what we say. We're right up.
The place is immaculate.
We showed we can hold this showpiece event, so we can without any issues. There hasn't been any so far. Yesterday went smooth. Today's the first round. The crowds are coming in. Donegal can handle this.
Yes, indeed. And I hope the Donegal County Council take full credit as well. I've mentioned them already because they've just done a wonderful job in the lead up to it, and it builds up in the atmosphere of it all as you're getting closer, and everything's perfectly laid out. Ballyliffin is perfect because of the vastness of around it. Look at the 7,000 car parking spaces. So that's, you're right on there. There's no need for park and ride. It's just absolutely perfect.
And listen, there's a big part of this as well, is the volunteers that have come here from the various clubs around the county. And you know how, being a member of a club and being a captain of a club, how important it is to people who are golf enthusiasts, and then when something like this comes then to town, that they want to be a part of it.
Oh yeah, well, everybody volunteers. They have 500 volunteers here, so they have, and that's what the European Tour has. Mm. At every event they have 500 volunteers, and everybody, every club in County Donegal, and we have, I think it's 15 or 16 of them, they all want to be involved, so yeah, they do. It's just a real Donegal day, a real Donegal weekend, and look up at the skies.
Yeah. Listen, John Rahm's not going to good today.
No, so
who are you tipping to win this?
Ben and I follow John Rahm for a little while. McDowell has gone off the boil. I think Rory will be there or thereabouts. You might get a dark horse, but I think Rory would be there or thereabouts. John Rahm would probably come good on Friday and Saturday, and it's all down to the wire on Sunday.
That was Pat Nora Gallagher speaking to me a short time ago, and before that, Michal Nocton. Two well-known Donegal men getting their thoughts and their reaction to this brilliant event, this round of the Rolex Series, which is here in Ballyliffin in Donegal. An historic week, first time ever in the county, and the crowds are out in large numbers. Thousands here today to watch the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, and a huge crowd following Mr. McIlroy. He has just teed off at the first hole, and as I speak, it looks like Pádraig Harry has concluded his opening round. He, of course, was best of the Irish as he headed to the 18th, sitting just one off the pace. Good round by Harrington, finishing in 4-under. He's in a group of six players that's one behind the leader, Ryan Fox. We'll have more, of course, from this Irish Open coming up on Highland Radio just after the 3 o'clock news.